Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the third quarter of 2015 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmillcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the Q&A session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance during the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as of the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Jaime Duque, CEO of IMC, and Mr. José Argoz, CFO and Investor Relations Director of IMC. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Jaime Duque. Please, Mr. Duque, you may proceed.
Okay. Good morning, everyone, and thanks to everyone for being on the call and participating on the IMC's third quarter 2015 earnings conference. Let me start on slide number two, where we have the quarter highlights. In last call, I mentioned to you that we were deploying a new strategy for the company, and today, by the end of this call, I'll give you an overview of our plan, and soon our public meeting will provide additional details also on that strategy. The main priority for us is to deleverage the company. As part of this initiative, we filed a call notice for an extraordinary shareholders meeting in order to vote for a capital increase. I'll also talk more about that by the end of the call. Let me give you an overview of the quarter results, and then I'll let José Argoz, our CFO, give you more details on the numbers. In the third quarter of 2015, our revenue grew more than 18%, reaching 532 million reais. From this, 82 million reais up over the third quarter 2014, 79 out of this 82 came from currency exchange variation effects, in which the U.S. operations contributed to 43 million reais and the Caribbean with about 36 million reais. We grew 9 million reais organically, with U.S. contributing with 5 million reais and the Caribbean contributing with 4 million reais. Our same-store sales grew by 0.4% in constant currency, being 0.8% in Brazil and 4.3% in the Caribbean. In Brazil, we had a revenue drop of 6 million reais, mainly due to our store closing, the passenger flow dynamics in the airports that we already mentioned to you in the last quarter, and also with the reduction of the customer flow in shopping malls due to the actual current Brazilian macroeconomic scenario. Let's turn to EBITDA a little bit. Our EBITDA grew 4%, totaling 49.6 million.
Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on. We will soon resume the conference call. Thank you. Mr. Duque, you may proceed.
Okay. Thanks, guys. I believe our line got dropped, interrupted while I was talking about our EBITDA. Our EBITDA grew 4% for about 50 million reais, 2 million above last year, third quarter, with a margin of 9.3% versus the 10.6% we had last year. On the positive side, we have the FX contribution of 12 million reais, being 6.4 from the U.S. and 5.6 from the Caribbean. Besides the exchange rate, the Caribbean grew 1.5 million reais due to better sales, and we also reduced the corporate cost by 1.4 million. Most of the improvements were offset by Brazil's EBITDA that dropped 13 million reais year-on-year. Let's talk a little bit about Brazil. Out of the Brazil EBITDA reduction of 13 million, 11 million came from the airport segment, and also by a reduction of 4 million in the shopping mall segment. They were partially offset by the reduction of 1.5 million reais in SG&A expenses and a small increase that we had in the road segment. At airports, we had the same situation as I mentioned to you last quarter. Higher rentals, utilities, and a decrease in the passenger flow due to the ramp-up of the new terminals, that also hurt the fixed cost dilution, particularly in our top airports. Besides that, we closed 4 stores in Congonhas Airport, 5 of those when you consider year-on-year change in the last 12 months, and with the start of our work on operations.
Ladies and gentlemen, please hold on. We will soon resume the conference call. Thank you.
And for the line dropped again. But as I was mentioning, besides that, we were talking about the airport and the situation being the same as last quarter. With higher rentals, utilities and a decrease in the passenger flows due to the ramp up of the new terminal. That also hurts us in the fixed cost dilution, particularly in our main airports. Besides that, we closed 4 stores in Congonhas, 5 to complete the last 12 months. And with the start of our work on operational excellence, which involves action on pricing and mix productivity, we were able to mitigate 25% of this impact. So we delivered a lower EBITDA drop when we compare that to the last quarter. We also were able to renew our catering contract of the Porto Alegre Airport for an additional 10 years. In the mall segment, shopping mall segment, all of our loss is related to the reduction in customer flow impacted by Brazil's macroeconomic scenario. All inflationary pressure and cost was offset by our efforts in price mix. Our efforts to improve profitability in this segment include the ongoing rental negotiations as well as the extension of our operational excellence work, which started in the Brasilia airport. So we want to extend that to all main airports and all malls throughout the country. On this quarter, we already implemented the first stage of our pricing model, and we're also able to reduce the turnover by more than 10%. In the strategy plan part of this conference, I'll shed more light on the operational excellence area. Regarding our cash flow, it's worth to mention that our EBITDA, the cash conversion before interest, was 112%, generating 39% more cash than the last year. Alongside with that, we paid more than 27 million reais in debt. As final remarks, I'd like to highlight the new financial disclosures that we're introducing this quarter. From this quarter on, we will provide more visibility on our operations by country and segment in line with what the market and our investors have asked. So now I want to pass along the next word to José Agosti, our CFO. Thank you.
Thank you, Jaime. So now we go to slide number 3. We have the store evolution. We had a net reduction of 13 stores between third quarter last year and third quarter of 2015. Mainly in Brazil, where we had a net reduction of 18 stores, of which 9 were loss makers and 12 were due to contract termination. From those, 7 were break even and would have been loss makers with the new rent prices. Another 5 stores were closed in the Congonhas Airport. All of this partially offset by other openings. In the mall segment, we had net closing of 5 stores, all of which were loss makers. In the U.S., we had net opening of 3 stores. One of them was opened by the end of the quarter. And in the Caribbean, we had a net opening of 2 stores. So we ended up the quarter with 397 stores, 13 less than in the prior year. This change is in line with our new focus in cash generation, and we have developed a detailed plan to address the loss makers that today account for 15% of the total stores, mostly located in Brazil. Now in slide 4, we have the consolidated results. And as Jaime said, the company achieved growth in both revenue and EBITDA, highly affected by the international operation. We grew revenue by 18% this quarter, with a strong contribution from the exchange rate effect and international operations growth. Excluding the effects, our revenues grew 0.6%. Moving to gross profit, we saw an increase of 26.5% in this line, expanding the gross margin in 2.2 percentage points, mainly due to the increased margins and relevance of the international operations this year. On the other hand, the operation expenses in the consolidated level were affected by the also higher relevance of international operations, in which we have a higher percentage of operating expenses. Also, this line was affected by the increase in rent costs that rose 34% year over year, mainly due to the airport renegotiation. Having said that, EBITDA grew 4% when excluding special items. These special items are related to management stock option plans, which have no cash effect on the quarter. On slide number 5, we have the same-store sales evolution. Same-store sales for the quarter were 16.2% at consolidated level, highly affected by the exchange rate. Brazil grew 0.8%. It's worth mentioning that the road segment grew almost 4% year-over-year. Sales in the U.S. were up almost 46% in reais, but down 5.6% in constant currency, mainly due to the retail operation. The Caribbean region grew almost 36% in reais and 4.3% in constant currency. To have a better comparison on this region, we excluded the San Juan Airport in Puerto Rico from the same-store sales calculation because of the opening of new terminal and the redirection of passenger flow within the airport. On slide number 6, we have the results of the Brazilian operation that is affected by the economic environment and has deeply impacted sales that we've seen at the same store sales level. And also where we chose to close some stores in the air and mall segment. With all of that, revenue fell 2.3% year over year. In general, the utility price increase, mainly in electricity, has affected our other cost lines. That, along with the drop in revenue, led to a 9.1% drop in gross profit and a compression of 1.9 percentage points in the gross margin. Operating income fell $13 million in the third quarter, mostly due to the airport segment, slightly compensated by the improvement in roads and lower G&A expenses. The Brazilian operations are under scope, being a relevant part of our recovery plan. Despite a big year-on-year decrease, we see a positive evolution over the results of the second quarter, reflection of the actions that were already under place and focusing mainly on the loss makers. On the next slide, we have the results of our Brazilian airport operations. Here, we'd like to remind you that the G&A expenses are not allocated to the individual sectors. In this segment, we have net closing of 13 stores, which impacted the revenue, along with a reduction in 1.2% same-store sales. These effects together led to a decrease of 6.8% in segment revenue. Costs fell 3.3% at a slower pace than revenue, pressuring our gross margin. The reduction of direct labor as percentage of revenue wasn't enough to compensate the growth in the other cost lines, mainly affected by the wage and utilities. Gross profit in the segment fell 13% with a contraction of 2.4 percentage points in gross margin, but a marked recovery of 9.3 percentage points over the drop in the second quarter. The rental renegotiation still affects the operating expenses on the segment, which was also affected by an accounting effect of the closing of the stores. The air segment closed the quarter with operating profit of $6 million, almost 55% lower than the previous year. As mentioned before, we started this quarter an action plan to realign this operation, especially loss makers, and to recover operational margins. Quarter recovery in margins is a direct result of this action plan. And it's worth mentioning that the operating profit in this segment rose over 85% quarter over quarter, when revenues only increased 6% over the same period. On slide number 8, we have the Brazilian road segment results. This segment has been very resilient to the Brazilian economic situation. Revenues grew 3% year on year, and this is a good result, given that we've seen a 1% vehicle flow drop on the Sao Paulo state roads, where we have our operations. Road profit grew 2%, and the gross margin stood stable versus last year. The operating expenses also were stable versus prior year, and we recovered part of the gross margin drop, resulting in an operating income of $16.4 million, 2% over last year. On slide number 9, we see the results of the Brazilian mall operation, in which we had a net reduction of 5 stores and a same-store sales decrease of 1.8%. With all these impacts, revenue fell almost 4%. Again, the utilities bill affected our other cost lines strongly, and were the main detractor for gross profit, which totaled almost 18 million reais, a reduction of 14% year over year. Operation expenses grew 4.4%, also impacting operating income that totaled 4.8 million, a decrease of 44% over last year. This segment will be the next target for a SWAT team that has been attacking the loss-maker stores. On slide number 10, we have the results for our U.S. operation. To better see the performance of our U.S. business, we're presenting the results in local currency. Compared to the third quarter of 2014, our U.S. operations had net openings of 3 stores, one of them at the Miami airport that opened at the end of the quarter. Even though the same store sales dropped, this operation grew 7.3% in local currency. Good cost control over food costs, along with revenue expansion, made the net profit grow by 14%, with an expansion of 2.5 percentage points. With the store opening, some additional selling and operating expenses were not diluted, and the operating profit was in line with last year at $5.3 million. We're working to recover the same-store sales, and we're confident on our new stores and operations in the U.S. will produce good results in the medium term. On slide 11, we have our Caribbean operations. Our revenue grew 3.2% in constant currency and almost 38% in reais. Better cost management resulted in a 14% higher gross profit with an expansion of 4.4 percentage points in constant currency. Operational expenses grew 15% in constant currency, mainly due to higher franchise fees and to an increase of 20% in rent fees. This was due to mainly airport contract renegotiations. Operational income grew 10% in constant currency with an increase of almost 1 percentage point in margin and almost 50% in reais. On slide number 12, we can see that our international operations are gaining relevance within the consolidated numbers, both in revenues and in operating income. The main reasons are the devaluation of the real and the economic scenario in Brazil. This is the first time that more than 50% of our revenue is coming from our operations outside of Brazil versus 40% last year. And this effect is even higher in operating income, where Brazil accounted for less than 30% in the third quarter. On slide number 13, we have our net income and our cash earning calculation. We had a net loss of 11 million in the quarter, highly impacted by depreciation and amortization and the negative impact of 20 million reais in financial expenses. Removing non-cash items resulting from the amortization of intangibles from past acquisitions, our net cash loss is of 5.7 million reais, which is a marked improvement over the 13 million loss in the second quarter. On slide 14, still on cash flow, we see that we had a very healthy operating cash this quarter. Our working capital improved, it was positive on 5.3 million versus 10 million negative last year. This is mainly due to better management of account receivable, inventory, and negotiation with suppliers. Our conversion of EBITDA to operational cash before interest was of 112%, almost 40% higher than last year. On slide 15, we can see the rest of the cash flow, and we see that we generated almost 14 million reais this quarter. This was due to a higher operating cash, as I just mentioned, lower capex, and the devaluation of the real that resulted in almost 21 million reais in positive effect. In this quarter, we amortized 27 million reais in debt, aligned with our deleveraging strategy. On slide 16, we see our debt by currency. We can see that 62% of our debt is denominated in U.S. dollars, but only 27% of our interest is in that currency. Conversely, 31% of our debt is in reais, but reais represent 65% of our interest rate. Our net debt for the quarter totaled 683 million reais. When converting the LTM EBITDA from our international operation using the same effects that we used to convert the debt, which is the effects for the quarter end, our LTM EBITDA goes to 180 million reais. And our net debt ratio goes to 3.8. Versus the 4.2 that we have now. On slide number 17, we have the principal amortization schedule. On the top of the chart, we have the amortization by debt type, being debt, other finance, or key money. And in the bottom, we have it by currency, be it reais, dollars, or others. In this quarter, we renegotiated 44 million reais in debt that was due in the first half of 2016. We extended it with quarterly amortizations to the end of 2012. Now I'm going to pass it back to Jaime, who's going to talk about strategy and about the call for capital increase that we made last month.
Thank you, Jose. So on slide 19, let's take a quick look and talk briefly about the company's new strategy. We have an overview of the process we used on the slide 19. So we made a detailed analysis of the data of each segment, each brand, each category, format, and country, comparing internal information and market information, market back. We defined the problems and opportunities which lie ahead of us and the strategic role and the purpose of each one of the assets of our company. With these goals clear to all of us, we set our priorities, our projects, and the decisions we need to make and how we structure ourselves to deliver. So if you turn to slide 20, you can see where we are and where we want to be within the next 3 to 5 years. On the financial side, but as well as on the philosophy of what we want to be and how we will differentiate ourselves. Our objective is to be an agile company which delivers sustainable, profitable growth with growing EBITDA and that consistently delivers on its commitment. Do the right things, the right way, and apply fact-based, market-backed decision-making while offering a happy and productive working environment. Our journey includes achieving an ownership culture at all levels of the organization, and to be recognized by the quality, the safety, and innovation of our food, and to have assets that are very highly utilized. If we turn to page 21, slide 21, you can see what we set for ourselves in terms of timing of implementation of our strategic plan, the focus of each year, and how we will know if we're being successful at it. This year, our focus is to simplify the operations and better structure the company so that our generated cash works for our growth and not to pay for interest expenses. We will rationalize our portfolio and implement processes and methods to expand the professionalism of the company. We'll align and communicate our strategy across the organization, placing the right leaders and talent for each one of the strategic areas of focus. During 2016, we will expand our operational excellence projects and detail our future growth plan. And from 2017 on, we want to grow profitably through both the operational excellence efforts and specific top line and bottom line growth projects. If you turn to page 22, slide 22, you'll see our strategy on a page. You can see the strengths and opportunities we have as a company, the table stakes, and which are non-negotiables, and our strategic priorities, which are four. First, our first strategic priority is the reduction of our debt and the simplification of the company. Our second priority is operational excellence, focused on revenue and profit management. As an example, our new pricing methodology and the new menu engineering methodology, as well as the in-store excellence, such as introduction of category management. Our third priority to identify new revenue growth streams, both adjacent to the existing businesses, as well as new business on a more conspicuous exploitation of incipient business. Finally, we will rationalize our portfolio of brands and locations which you can see on the page. So four strategic cornerstone objectives and strategies. When we turn to slide 23, it gives us an idea of how we're seeing the improvement process of our operational excellence. The result of this process was a map of opportunities to be quantified, and they are starting to be implemented. As you know, revenue is the product of multiplying each sale by the average price per sale. The number of sales is the product of the number of customers times the conversion rate, and the average price per sale is the result of the multiplication of items per sale times the average price per item. So to improve EBITDA, we must improve revenue, and to improve revenue, we are looking at each of the four levels I just mentioned. Here are some examples I'm going to give you of things we're doing and the work done and are underway for each one of those four levels. In order to reach more customers and airports in areas of high flow and low permanence, we developed a concept called Grab and Fly, which is known as Grab and Go in some places, but this is our brand called Grab and Fly. We're already working with some airports to implement this concept in the coming months. To improve penetration, we improved the product mix, the digital merchandising, and created products for day parts that were receiving less or no customers, such as breakfast. In the Batata Inglesa brand, we have the restaurant we have of Batata Inglesa in one of the airports. With such changes, we're able to double the sales in one of our stores in the Brasilia airport. In the NExpress, we analyzed the number of beverages that were sold to customers and found an opportunity for improvement. Our average ratio of beverages per customer was 0.5 versus a market average of 0.7 to 0.8. We improved the display, we improved the planogramming in a pilot store, and the beverage sales increased 60%. To improve the price per item, we made a menu engineering exercise at the Olive Garden of Guarulhos Airport. The price per ml for the 350 ml draft beer and for the 600 ml draft beer was basically the same per ml. And also we sold the long neck format, which was much less profitable to us. So what we did, we changed the mix and we changed the pricing structure for the customer to have an economic value and to see an economic incentive to buy the 600 ml beer. With those changes, we increased the profitability of the core category by 30% in the restaurant. These are examples, but these are other best practices that are validated in pilot stores and will have its success replicated in the rest of our restaurants as we move forward in the process. Moving to slide 24, we will talk about how we'll manage the execution of our strategy. As you know, strategy without execution is going to be really hard, so not only do we have to have the right strategy, but we have to structure the execution in a way that it allows for maximum productivity while implemented. First, we must have the appropriate team and appropriate people for each one of the challenges and priorities we have. Thus, we have designed a new organizational structure, and we identify the capabilities that the top 25 people in the company need to have for each one of the areas and to be successful as a whole in the future for the company. Until now, we have identified about 10 new leaders which are already in process for hiring. These changes are being made without a headcount addition or any cost increase. For now, only the incentives of the top executives are aligned with the strategy, but over time, we'll extend this alignment to all other levels in the organization. Also, we have designed the execution plan to identify the decisions and the key projects we need to implement, and also the cadence of management reviews to follow up implementation. Each project and each key leader has very clear objectives and has very defined responsibilities. To this end, we have implemented a PMO area, Project Management Organization, that already has 9 projects under its belt. And it will extend to more than 20 projects under its responsibility as we implement our strategy. All those 24 projects are linked to the 4 priorities and 4 strategies I mentioned before. Now, what we have to do is to align all functions and operating functions and business areas to execute the strategy and to design an incentive plan that allows us to have everyone in the company rowing in the same direction. In addition, we need to disseminate this new culture, permeating all levels of the organization. I see this as a journey of a few years, but we're confident that we'll make constant progress. Before opening for Q&A, I would also like to mention the capital increase that we proposed yesterday. This is one of the initiatives that we launched to help the company deleveraging and to fund expansion opportunities. The commitment of a minimum contribution of 100 million reais for both by the controllers, together with a potential sale of assets, are decisive steps to bring our leverage to a healthy level. The more the market accompanies the capital increase, the more we can take advantage of growth opportunities, which are essentially organic and in our captive markets, particularly in the airports in Brazil and Panama, as well as others. From now on, we'll open for questions and answers, and we're completely available to answer any questions about the company. Thank you.
We will now begin the Q&A session. If you'd like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any time your question has been answered, you may remove your question from the queue list by pressing star 2. As a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Zook for his final remarks.
So, hi again, everybody. I again apologize for the back and forth on the line. I just want to confirm that we are 100% committed to the strategy we put together, and I hope that the capital increase that we're proposing is a clear evidence of that. And we're ready and set for implementing and make sure we implement all this with excellence. So everything we decide to do is best versus breast. We'll do less things, but we're committed to whatever we do well done. So thank you very much. And again, whenever you guys are have any questions, then you can reach out to any of us. Thanks.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect and have a nice day. Thank you.